So all the ladies are all dressed up. If you not really know who they are, you think they're stewardess.
那我们感谢主的恩典，使用我们的诗班哈。我们也接下来我们下礼拜有过年的庆祝啊春晚活动哈，我们也有类似的表演。
And also, next week we'll have this celebration of Chinese New Year. We have some wonderful performance too.
让我们一起家人聚在一起，一起来过个好年，好不好
？Let's all gather together from our families to have a wonderful Chinese New Year.
现在介绍第一次来到我们当中的新朋友。
Let's introduce some new friends that's who's among us the first time.
首先我要介绍一位刚从这个浙江湖州嘉兴，我们之前有一位姓张的姐妹，她回去嘉兴哈。然后呢，今天有一位从嘉兴来的张姐妹，我们要欢迎张苗哈姐妹，她是从 Arizona 搬来，要不要跟我们讲几句话？
不，
十几年前。太热了，这的确。是。好，希望感谢主，希望你能够找到这边，找到神更重要。哈哈哈。好，欢迎我们，欢迎，也盼望我们等一下有机会可以跟他来让他感受到我们的热情跟温暖，好不好？
好。
好，好，还有没有第一次在我们当中的？都是老朋友哈，我们一样非常。欢迎老朋友可以在我们当中，我们热烈欢迎每一位回家，好不好？每一位回家。好，今天跟大家分享的一个题目是破碎，稳固前的破碎。让我们一起来读今天的经文。
So let's read today's scripture. Our title is "Tear Down Before Rebuild."
好，马可福音14:3-9。
And Mark 14.
你可以用任何的语言。
Let's read together.
好，预备，请。
While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in that home of Simon the leper,
the woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard, broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were very indignant, saying, "Why use this wasted perfume? This perfume can sell 30 silver coins to the poor." They were like the woman, angry. Jesus said, "Leave it to her."为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你，普天下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。我们读到这里。我来这边刚来的时候，我是从中西部搬来的哈，没有那么热的地方哈，但是那边很冷的地方。来这边，我遇到好像每一个人几乎都会告诉我，他说这边呢有一个 Laguna Hill Mall 要重拆，要把它拆掉，要盖一个更好的这个购物商场。
So I come from the middle east, middle west, whatever. It's not as hot, but it's kind of cold. But as I moved over here, and many people told me that, do you know that a Laguna Hill Mall it will be torn down?
Oh, 很多人都住在那附近嘛，是不是？
Because many people come from that area.
那我是觉得奇怪，那边都好好的，为什么要拆掉？
So I was wondering, it looks good. Why it needs to be torn down?
他说已经年久失修了，而且又跟不上时代的需要。
But I was told because of its deterioration and out of style, so people decide to tear it down.
那我就在想说，一栋摇摇欲坠、根基不稳的建筑物，如果它再怎么样补强，我相信都没有用了。
So that's make me think. Even a building, if the building is unsafe structurally, doesn't matter what you do to fix it, it won't save it. It needs to be torn down.
除非我们将它拆掉，然后再重建。否则我们再怎么补强都没有办法使它再稳固。
So unless we torn it down, build a new one, we can't fix it.
正如一个陶土，它造一个器皿，造坏了，失去功能，那你要让它更好呢，发挥功用，你只有把它破碎了再重建。
So it seems like a potter. It's damaged. It cannot be used again. All we can do is to break it and remold it.
我们今年教会的主题是稳固真根基。
So this year, our church's goal is solid foundation.
那我们来思想，如果我们要得到真正的稳固，其实也是一样的。 必须要先破碎再重建。
So, think about it. It's the same way applied to us. If we want to have a solid foundation, we need to broken again, first and then rebuild.
那教会不是指这个建筑物啊，教会是指人啊。
So church is not the building, but it's people.
所以我们都需要被破碎，然后再重建。如果我们需要更稳固的话，同不同意
？So as a person, we need to be broken and rebuilt so that we can have a solid foundation.
好，我们刚刚所读的这段经文提到，有一位女人打破这个圣香膏的玉瓶来膏抹耶稣的故事。
So the story we just read is about a woman broke an alabaster jar of perfume and anointed Jesus.
我相信我们大家都非常熟悉这段故事。
And I think most of us are familiar with this story.
尤其耶稣还吩咐我们去到普天下传福音的时候，都要述说这位女人所做的，以为纪念。
Especially when Jesus said that wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be also preached in memory of her.
可见这个事件是多么重要，我们不能够忽视的。
So we can see how important this event is.Cannot be ignored.
其实类似这个香膏抹主的故事，在四卷福音书当中都有记载。
So the same story were recorded in all four gospels.
同样的一幕也出现在马太福音第二十六章，六到十三节。但是在那边没有说这个女人是谁。
But it didn't say who the woman is.
只知道在伯大尼发生的同一件事情。
And we also, I only know that the same event happened in Bethany.
然后在约翰福音十二章一到八节也有记载。
And also in the book of John, chapter 12:1-8, have recorded the same event.
假设是在讲同一位女人，那我们知道这位女人就是马大的妹妹玛利亚。
So if they are the same person, then we can, kind of guess it's Matthew's sister Mary.
不过在路加福音七章三十六节到五十节。他记载有一位有罪的女人，同样也是以香膏抹主。
But in the book of Luke, chapter 7, there is a sinful woman who anointed Jesus.
她哭哭啼啼的来到耶稣的面前，用眼泪为耶稣洗脚。尽管有人认为是同一位，但是大部分的解经家认为这个场景不同，可能是另外一位不同的女人。
So that's what's recorded as a woman wet Jesus' feet with her tears, but some scholars think it's a different woman because the whole context and environments are all different.
猜测也叫玛利亚，不过是抹大拉的玛利亚。
So, her name is also Mary, but I think it's Mary Magdalene.
不管如何，今天我们的目的并不是要来研究到底有几个女人以香膏抹主，或者是这个女人是谁。
So, but.No matter what, our focus is not figuring out how many women are anointed Jesus and who this woman is.
也不是在辩论这四卷福音书当中记载不同的差异，它的冲突矛盾到底是抹膏抹油还是脚等等问题。
And also, we're not discussing where Jesus was anointed, his head or his feet.
我们要学习一件事情，就是从今天我们刚所读的经文。打破玉瓶这个破碎的故事竟然能够带出极大的影响，因此我们要从这个故事来思想。
But since this story of broken the alabaster jar of perfume have such an impact, we need to learn from it.
就是说我们要得稳固之前也需要有一段破碎的过程。
So that means before our foundation was established solid, we need to be broken again.
而在这个破碎的过程当中呢，给我们提供了许多属灵的宝贵的功课。
And also during this process, there are many lessons we can learn from.
因此我们要从今天的故事来与大家一同来学习。
So that's through this story, let's learn from it.
首先我们现在认识一下破碎的属灵意义是什么。
So that's first, let's learn the spiritual meaning of being broken.
让我们一起来读三到五节。
Let's read through five.
请。
Woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, broken, and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present saying indignantly to one another, "Why the waste of perfume? It could have been sold for 1 year's wage. The money could be given to the poor." And rebuked her harshly.
Oh, we 希望我们大家 能够回应大声一点，因为你们的回应可以决定讲道的品质。
So I want the response to be louder because it can encourage me to preach a little better.
好，有三方面的属灵意义。第一方面呢，是打破玉瓶，象征破碎自己。
So the first is broken the jar, symbolize breaking ourselves.
好，这里记载一个故事，就是耶稣在伯大尼长麻风病的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人就拿着一个至贵的真拿达香膏来到耶稣的面前，把它打破了。
So the story is that when Jesus was visiting at a leper's home, and then there's a woman show up with a jar of perfume, and she broke the jar.
那这个人就是玛利亚，她很单纯，动机很单纯，就是爱主。
And then this woman is Mary, and then her motives are really simple. She loves Jesus.
想为主做点事，愿意为主摆上。
And she loves to serve the Lord and wants to do something for him.
这个动机很好，我相信今天大部分人都能够做到。
So I think most of us want the same thing.
不过你想啊，当时他是来到一个长大麻风病的这个西门家里，那是当时是不洁净的，是被隔离的，这个举动很不容易的。
So but there's something she did differently is she came to a house of Simon who has leprosy. During that time, leprosy is unclean, so it's not very common for a woman to come to a house.
你想看今天，假设你专程到一个得艾滋病的，或是非典哈 SARS 的这个家里要探望朋友，会被传染的，你敢不敢去
？Just imagine if we trying to visit someone who has AIDS or who has SARS, because those are infectious disease. Are you willing to go？
而且这个女人如果要找耶稣，其实任何时候都可以，任何地点也都可以。但是怎么偏偏来到这个人人厌恶敬而远之的这个麻风病家这个家人这个家里面去呢
？So let's think the woman can go meet Jesus in some other area and a different time. Why she choose this specific time to go to a leper's home?
难道她完全都不害怕自己会被感染这个疾病吗
？Does she have any concern about the infectious disease?
那为什么她愿意这样子做呢
？But why did she come?
因为这个女人心里想的。乃是主的需要胜过自己。
Because what's in her heart is what Jesus want, not what she want.
他的心中顾念的是神，而不是顾念自己。
And then he, concerned about God and not herself.
这就是一种破碎自己的行动。
That's an action of breaking yourself.
破碎自己并不是作践自己。
So breaking yourself is not, giving up and then giving up self-respect.
让自己毫无尊严的向人家低声下气，承认自己没用、没出息，不是这样子的。
And it's not admitting yourself are useless and worthless.
破碎自己乃是一种内心对神降服的态度。
Breaking yourself is an action that humbles yourself.
我们可以为主放下自己。
And we can lay down our lives for the Lord.
于是我们就可以忍受别人异样的眼光。
So that we can ignore criticism.
我们可以不在乎别人对他的评价。
And that we can ignore what other people might say.
其实我们也常常有机会来操练。
So we have, we can practice this too.
例如当我们在唱诗歌敬拜的时候，你可以尽情的向主举手高歌，甚至痛哭流涕向神倾诉，你可以不用在乎旁边的人对你有什么看法。
Yeah, just like when we sing worship songs, you can raise your hands and loud voice and even cry, not caring or worrying about what people might think about you.
这种尊主为大而愿意放下自己的态度，就是破碎自己。
And this kind of attitude is breaking yourself.
这样礼拜天早上十点钟我们有成人主日学，我现在教一个新的课程叫灵命造就。
So as every Sunday we have a Bible study, I'm teaching a new topic.
那这个课程是比较适合是刚信主的。
So those are for the people who just know the Lord.
但是我看见好多位都是信主多年的基督徒，甚至有些人还信主比我久的基督徒在里面上课。
But I see the attendance. There are many people that are knowing the Lord for so many years. Many are probably more than me.
原来他们是想要在他们信仰根基上扎稳所以他们不怕人家笑话，这也是破碎自己的行动。
And they want to make their foundation more stable, and so they don't care about what other people might think.
那我相信他们的属灵生命将来一定会根基稳固的。
I believe I will really help with their spiritual foundation.
我们需要操练，我们要放下自己的尊严，我们需要破碎自己。
We all need to practice to lay down our ourselves and then to
好，第二的打破运显示我们付上代价。
And the second point is we need to pay the price.
第四节到第五节，我们看见有几个人心中很不喜悦，说怎么让枉费这个香膏呢？这个香膏可以卖很多钱啊，三十两这个银子救济穷人，就向那个女人生气。
So we can see when she did such a good thing to Jesus, the people around her are not happy. They were complaining all this money wasted. It could be given to the poor.
你看这个女人，她好不容易为主摆上这个香啊，竟然还有人不喜悦，关他们什么事？还被不谅解，还向她生气。
But think about this woman paid such a price, not only not even receive any praise, but all the people around her are angry at her.
甚至你知道向她生气的人是谁吗
？And do you know who are actually angry?
耶稣的门徒哎
，Those are Jesus' disciples.
竟然是耶稣的门徒，你看马太福音啊，26章第八节就讲了，是耶稣的门徒啊。
So you see Matthew's, and then the peoples are talking harshly to her. Those are Jesus' disciples.
我会想看你有没有这种经验，你为主摆上很多啊，不但没有被理解，甚至还受到教会的主要同工的责难的这种经验。
So have you experienced that thing when you serve the Lord, and then you receive all kinds of criticism?
我们教会不会啊，我们教会的这些同工都很棒的，都很好的哈。不过你有些教会会哦。
It doesn't happen in our church, but there are things happen like this in other churches.
那如果有，这才是所谓的为主付上代价。
So if that thing happens.That's the price you pay serving the Lord.
这个代价呢，包括有形跟无形的代价。
And then the price we say it can be in a physical form and can be in a non-physical form.
你看，当你不被人理解与认同，受到反对与责难，其实这就是无形的代价。
So when people don't understand you and then blame you, and that's the price you pay. It's in a non-physical form.
那有形的代价，你看，这是献上这贵重的、非常贵重真拿达香膏，哎，值多少钱？三十多两银子，大概是一年的劳动工资。
So the physical form is when she broke the perfume, and it's 30 shekels of silver, and they're worth some people's 1 year wages, and that's a physical form.
这可能是他累积多年的积蓄，以劳力换取，或者是他传家之宝。
So maybe that's her savings, or maybe it's handed down from her family.
她把这个代价付上了。
And then she offered this to Jesus.
不管是有形的或是无形的代价，容不容易
？So it doesn't matter if it's a physical sacrifice or non-physical form sacrifice. Is this easy?
都不容易哈。
It's not easy.
那我们也问自己，你为主付过什么代价
？So we have to ask ourselves what kind of price we pay for the Lord.
那我们先想一下，主为你付什么代价
？And think about what Jesus paid for us.
主都愿意为他牺牲他的性命，
and、
这个付上性命的代价。
Jesus willing to lay down His life for us.
那倘若你连十一奉献你都做不到。那你这是为主付代价吗
？So just think if we can't even offer tenth of our income, is that paying the price for the Lord?
倘若你来参加教会举办的活动，你都要来考虑凭自己的心情好坏，或是考虑其他的因素，那这是为主付代价吗
？So if you come to church for some events, you have to consider about the weather, consider about your own condition. Is that paying the price?
倘若你参与教会的服事，你要看是不是有人一再的盛情邀约，那你这是在为主付代价吗
？So if you think you want people to over and over invited you to serve in the ministry, is that willingly to pay the price？
我看见我们天气再怎么不好，不过在加州不会啦，不会坏天气啊。可是如果天气不好，我们还是坚持来敬拜。我们不管这个下雨天不过也很少下雨，我们就是风雨无阻来这个敬拜，这个是很好的。
So even if the weather is horrible and everybody still come worship the Lord, and that's paying the price, which doesn't really happen.
我跟你讲，这个礼拜在中西部哈，下雪已经二十几寸了，二十几寸了。
Oh, that in
你们猜他们还有没有来敬拜
？The snowing really heavy. It was like 10 inches.
还是来敬拜啊
？And people still going to church.
那我们这天气这么好，你看这个天气这么好哈，我们应该是更应该来到神面前。
And also, we have such a wonderful weather. There should be no problem for us to come to church worship the Lord.
我们要付代价。
We need to pay.
最后一个是打破一瓶，是代表全然的献上。
So, breaking the jar represents the full surrender and all in.
好，我请问各位，为什么这个女人要打破玉瓶呢
？So let me ask you, why did she have to break the jar?
在四卷福音当中，只有在这里特别强调打破玉瓶。
In all four Gospels, and especially in this book, it's emphasized of her breaking the jar.
那为什么要强调这个打破玉瓶？你就不玉瓶把它打开不就好了吗
？Why break it? Why can't you just open it?
那为什么要把它打破呢？很奇怪。
Why break it? That's strange.
我们这样想好了，假设你有一个很珍贵的钻石戒指，你用你一年工资哈，可能是$100,000买的一个钻戒，好了。
Just let's just imagine you have this beautiful diamond ring. You cost your whole year's wage.
那你把它买下来的时候，他会给你装这个钻戒是给你什么东西装？就这样拿给你吗？不会嘛，一个很珍贵的盒子，把你装在那里面。
Just think, if the ring is so expensive, the box come with it. It must be exquisite.
好，那你把这个盒子啊，盒子里面当然装的最重要的东西在盒子里面嘛。好，你要把这个钻戒送给你最心爱的人啊，拿给他的时候，那你不会不珍惜这个盒子，因为你可能里面送给他，你要保留盒子嘛，不是吗？
Just imagine if when you present this wonderful gift to your beloved ones and you give her the ring, and are you going to keep the box? The box is so beautiful.
但是有一个可能性。
But there is one possibility.
就是你希望这一个你所爱的人能够天天戴这一个戒指的话，你会怎么做
？But if you want your beloved ones to wear this ring every day, what are you going to do?
如果是我的话。我会有破釜沉舟的一个决心，就是把这个盒子呢弄坏或是丢弃，让它不能再放回去了。
So if it was me, I would throw away the box. So there's no chance, and she will put the ring back on the box.
同样的，打破玉瓶呢，代表全然奉献给主的决心。
So the breaking the jar represents, give it all.
因为你既然把瓶子打破了，里面的香膏就不能够再做别的用途了。
Because the jar is broken, everything is poured out. You cannot use it for anything else.
你只能单单的属于主，只为主所用，而不能用剩的啊保存保留，留到下一次结婚的时候，或者重要场合再用，不行了。
So that means the whole contents come out. You cannot reserve any for other occasions.
所以这位女人知道，玉瓶虽然好看，可是更重要的是里面那个香膏全然献给主，那是更珍贵的东西。
So the woman know that, however, the alabaster jar is beautiful, but sacrifices all for the Lord is more precious.
可是如果玉瓶不被他打破呢，不破碎他的时候呢，他的心可能随时都会动摇，都会后悔。
So if the jar is now broken, she might have other thought.
所以他必须要把它打破，使他完全没有后路。
So that's why with a broken jar, there's no going back.
其实我们分别为圣也是这样的一个观念，只单单属于主，只为主所用。
So that's why we say sanctification is the same way, belong only to the Lord, serve Him only.
我们毫无保留，全然为主献上，这就是打破玉瓶。
So we reserve nothing, everything give to the Lord.
你有什么东西？你想一想，你有什么东西是全然为主摆上，而不做其他用途的呢
？So let us think. Is there anything we do that's all for the Lord without reservation?
倘若你被主得着之后，你的心仍然时时刻刻专注在你自己，而不在主的身上，不懂得满足神的心意，这表示我们仍然没有真正的破碎自己。
So if after we have known the Lord, if we still hanging on to something that we love, that means we still have not broken ourselves yet.
第二方面是破碎的应用原则。
So the second one is the application.
好，让我们来读六到八节。
Let's read 6 through 8.
预备，请。 好，今天我们没有人带着玉瓶随时带在身上，不过这个玉瓶打破玉瓶呢，还是可以在我们生活的原则上可以实际的操练。
So however we don't carry the jar or with expensive perfume, but there's something we still can learn from it and practice in our lives.
好，第一个呢，是我们要能明白主的心意。
So the first, we have to understand the Lord's heart and Lord's will.
第六节一开始就说，说由他去吧。为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件什么？
美
事。
So the verse 6, Lord said, leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She's done a beautiful thing to me.
哎，为什么当其他人对这位女人所做的不谅解的时候，主反倒看出这是一件美事呢？
But why did Jesus think it was a beautiful thing while others...rebuilt her harshly.
其实第八节下半段我们刚有读的，有更清楚的解释，因为耶稣说，那是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
In verse 8, Jesus actually explained, she did what she could, she poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
哇，耶稣都看出这个女人真的是明白主的心意，知道主现在要的是什么。
So we can see this woman truly did what the Lord need.
好，我们刚刚讲，倘若把这个女人跟约翰福音十二章第三节所记载的同一位，那个女人就是被耶稣称为那选择上好福分的玛利亚。
So if we think if this woman is the same woman recorded in John, then we know this woman is Mary.
因为她主期待我们能够明白他的心意，而不是光光忙忙碌碌在那里服侍就够了。
So the Lord wants us to understand Him and know Him instead of busy serving Him.
你知道，你还记得那一幕吗？当耶稣到马大、玛利亚家做客的时候，马大在干什么？玛利亚在干什么
？So do you remember the scene when Jesus was in Mary and Martha's home? What those two sisters are doing?
姐姐马大。哇，在那忙碌，为什么？因为他的弟弟啊，这个独生，这个三代单传哈，可能啦哈，三代的唯一的儿子死掉了，结果耶稣让他从死里复活，感谢耶稣啊，所以他就开始招待他，我可能煮了这个什么满汉全席啊，忙得要命来招待耶稣。可是玛利亚干嘛？啊？安静坐在耶稣的脚前听他讲道。
So let's remember the scene then when Jesus raised Lazarus and then what they did. Martha and Mary, Jesus went to their home. Martha was so busy serving them. And what Mary is doing, she's sitting at Jesus' feet and listen to his teaching.
那他在听什么？你看一下那时候的场景，耶稣就要被钉十字架了。
Just think about during that period of time, Jesus will soon be crucified.
所以他知道他将要拯救为拯救世人而受苦受死。
And he knows that for to save the world, he has to suffer and die.
所以他听完之后，他知道一件事情：我要服侍主的机会不多了。
So after listen to Jesus, she knows I don't have too much time to serve the Lord anymore.
我知道要耶稣要被钉十字架，而且死后将要死去，被埋葬。所以这个香膏的功用意义，除了处理尸体这个防腐所需要的，他相信耶稣必须要死去。
So because she understands that Jesus will be crucified, so she poured the oil on him to prepare for his burial.
所以耶稣有在那里。说他是为我安葬的事预备预先交在我身上的。
That's why Jesus said she did it beforehand for my preparing for my burial.
但是我要告诉你，耶稣，玛利亚对耶稣的认识了解不是停在这里。
So I can tell there's not only stop at this point.
还有一个更重要的是，
and there's more important.
他这样的一个举动是在高耶稣为王，宣告他就是那位弥赛亚。
And also by doing such an action, anointing Jesus with perfume is to proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah.
你看耶稣死里 死掉了，主日的一大清早也是有几个妇女，包括其他的玛利亚，跑去坟墓那里拿着也是拿着香膏，是要去处理尸体的。可是这一位玛利亚她没去，为什么？她没有去，居然没有去啊？为什么？因为她知道一件事情。耶稣要复活，他就是那位弥赛亚， 他在那边给他恩膏，就是给他膏他为王，宣告他就是弥赛亚。
But remember the morning when Jesus has risen, and then there are a group of women to bring perfumes and to anoint Jesus, but this Mary didn't go.
可见他对主的认识与体验有多深刻。
Because she understand the Lord is going to rise again.
难怪耶稣赞许玛利亚说：“你在主身上所做的是一件美事啊。”
No wonder Jesus said what she has done is a beautiful thing to him.
所以你能够明白主的心意，知道主现在对你的期待，向你所要的是什么吗？
So do you know what the Lord expected from you, from us?
第二个，侍奉要能够把握时机。
So the second one is serving him, we need to grasp the opportunity.
第七节那里讲到说，常有穷人和你们同在，你要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
So as the verse 7 said, the poor you always have with you, and you can help them anytime, but you will not have me always.
那为何这个女人要选择似乎一个不甚恰当的场合来做这件事情呢？
So why did this woman choose this moment to anoint Jesus?
那照常理说，她要献香膏的时候，可以等到耶稣离开这个麻风病人的家啊之后，或另外寻找一个单独的机会，甚至改天邀请耶稣来他家里做客，免得让人家闲言闲语嘛。
So let's see why this woman choose this, this occasion to anoint Jesus, and she can wait for other chance, better chances, or when Jesus left Simon the leper's house.
反正来日方长啊，是不是？
And then there are other opportunities, other chances, right?
但是这位女人坚持在这个时机做这件事情，是因为耶稣就替她辩论说，她是懂得把握时机，抓住机会来服侍主。
But as Jesus explained that she did what she could.
而其他的服侍或是行善的机会，随时都可以做的。
And there are other endless needy people, and then you can serve them anytime, anywhere.
只是主与他们同在的时日不多了，机会有限啊。
But as Jesus with them, that's a limited period of time.
那我们想想，今天许多人年轻人想服侍主，然后呢，又觉得说他们涉世不深啊，经验不够啊，血气方刚啊，扯不了气候。
So let's say today the young people think they're too young, they don't know much. They can't really serve the Lord.
等到中年以后再服侍吧。
And they say we'll wait till we're a little mature to serve the Lord.
到了中年了，他想哇，中年又觉得事业太忙碌了，他想等我退休吧。
And then when you reach your middle age, and then you're too busy with a family and career, and then you think, I'll wait till I retire.
就在等到终于退休了啊，退休的时候呢，又觉得啊体力不行了，还是让年轻人去做吧。
So finally, you wait till retire, and they say, "Oh, I'm physically unable. Just let the young people do more."
那看来看去，全教会呢，没有人能够侍奉，最后只剩下小孩子。
So in this way, there's nobody fit for serving, and there's only kids left.
那因为他们最单纯，你要他们做什么，他们马上就答应，多干脆。
And kids are innocent. Whatever you tell him to do, they will just do it immediately.
那我们说下礼拜我们有过年的表演，请你们唱个歌好不好？哎，马上说好。
So we say next week we have this New Year celebration. Go sing a song. They will say, "Oh, okay."
我说对你们说，请你们来表演好不好？哎，我回去祷告看看。
And then we ask for the adults or grown-ups, and they would say, "Oh, I'll think about it. I'll pray about it."
我们来看我们这些信主多年的，我们有太多侍奉主的大好时机，却在我们类似谦虚的推辞当中被耽误了。
So think about us. We have known the Lord for so many years, and in this way, we have excuses after excuses, and we miss many opportunities to serve Him.
你看，我们在我们这地区有越来越多的华人一直搬进来。
So let's see, there are more and more Chinese people moving into our area.
这是我们起来服侍的大好机会了。
This is God given opportunity to serve Him.
你知道神很恩待我们的。
You know God has
给我们很多侍奉的良机呀。
Give us many opportunities to serve.
在整个南城县一带，我们是唯一设有华人社区服务中心的教会。
And then in the whole Southern Orange County area, we're the only church who have this Chinese social service center.
我们是唯一能够主办乡音乡情音乐会 来祝福整个社区的教会。
And our only church who can hold this folk music and folk song concert to bless the whole community.
我们是唯一对这个社区有开放开设吉他班，前不久才结业的唯一的教会。
And we're only church who offer guitar lessons for the community.
甚至我们这个周报甲野里面，我们还有这个圣经卡车博物馆全美巡回，然后呢开来南加州，只停在我们教堂门口。唯一的教会。
And also this American Mobile Bible Museum bus is only stopped in front of our church receiving visitors. And they come over here in February the 3rd.
唯一的，神给我们这些服事的机会，我们有没有把握？
So God has given us all this opportunity. Have we grasped it?
此外，神又为我们开了对外宣教的机会，到中国宣教的机会。
And also God opens the door.For missionary work.
你看，以前我们教会很少有去国外宣教，到特别是到中国去宣教。
So we don't have many opportunities in the past to have missionary work, especially to China.
但是我看到我们教会对宣教奉献的热忱让我很感动哎。
But,
大家的支持。
But we really support all this missionary work.
而且让我一年可以去两次。
And then,
我三月份又要去了。我说叶牧是不是刚回来吗？我一年去了，十月去一次，三月去一次。
And then, I usually do my missionary work twice a year, and then this coming March, I'm going again.
我告诉你一个秘密，很多的牧师很羡慕我，为什么？因为他们不能再去了，已经被点名了。
So I'm
被禁止，不能够再进入了。
I'm telling you a secret. There are so many pastors are so envy about our opportunity because they were denied.Visas, they cannot go back on their own.
在中国的教会正在遭受逼迫，可是我们却能够自由的进去宣短宣来支持他们。
So there are many churches in China are under persecution, but we have the opportunity to go over there and to support them.
而且我们在座已经有好几位跟我报名，他跟我去了。
And then we have many people among us.
也许三月去不了，但十月他已经把自己的时间排出来了。
Yeah, already considering going with me, if not this March or next.
神给我们的良机啊
！That's a God-given opportunity.
哎呀，我就发现有些牧师根本都去不了了，因为他们都去，我们还可以不但是去一次，一年去还可以去两次。
So I just know there's so many pastors couldn't go anymore.
神给我们预备这么多侍奉的机会。
And then we could go twice, and that's the opportunity.
如果我们现在不做，错失良机，我告诉你，我们将来会后悔。
If we don't do it now, I tell you, we're going to be regretted in the future.
1945年二次世界大战结束的时候，日本投降。
So 1945, the World War II ended, and then Japan surrendered.
当时盟军统帅麦克阿瑟将军他呼吁美国的教会差派1000位以上的宣教士到日本去宣教，因为这是机会难得。
So at that time the General MacArthur urges church to send 1000 missionary to Japan because it's a perfect opportunity.
可是当时的教会没有这样做，所以后来他们现在太迟了，后悔了，来不及了。
But at that time church did not respondAnd lost this great opportunity.
那今天我们有机会参与在神为我们预备的这个场合时机，我们不要再错过了。
So now God gave us this specific opportunity. Let's not lose it.
最后一个原则是要能够尽上最大的努力。
So the next one is to make our best effort.
好，第八节，第八节那里说，他说你无论传他们所做的是尽他所能的。因为他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
So let's see the verse 8 and say she did what she could. She poured the oil on me to beforehand to prepare for my burial.
所要强调的意思是说，这个女人所做的并不是简单的一个动作，把这个玉瓶打破，然后把香膏涂在主的头上而已。她是尽了她最大的努力。
So we can see here, Jesus said, it's not the simple action of she broke the jar, anointed Jesus, but what's important, she did what she could.
而这个全力以赴尽他所能的这个行动被主看见了。
And then Jesus can see it all, like she already did all she could.
他不单是付代价，刚刚解释过了，去买到，去得到这个珍贵的这个香膏，而且不惜把它打破而已哦。他背后计划这次的行动 说不定三天没睡好觉，啊，在默默的专心的在那里筹备。
So we don't know what you know leads to this sin, but how she obtained the perfume and how she planned it out.
我们不知道她背后努力过程如何艰辛，但是主都知道。
And we don't know how many obstacles she has to jump over, but Jesus knows it all.
因为她却打听耶稣的行程，她要安排自己，然后要什么时候要过去，然后甚至要怎么样把这个香拿出来，因为不是随便放在。客厅藏在，一定把它放在一个非常重要的地方。他预备这一切，都要背后有很长远的计划。
So she has to plan it out, knowing where Jesus is gonna be, and then how she gonna go over there and break the bottle and anoint him. So it takes some planning.
别人都不知道他背后努力，只有主知道。
And nobody knows what happened behind the scene. Only Jesus does.
那今天同样，主也知道你是否尽了全力。
And also today, Jesus knows if we have tried our best.
有人可能教主日学或带查经，虽然没有口才，但是他尽心竭力的备课，花了好多时间，牺牲了许多睡眠，还被人家批评教的不好，有没有？
So in the same way, just for example, it's one person teaching the Sunday school or leading Bible study. He prepared and using a lot of hours and lost a lot of sleep and still does not receive any compliment or even criticism.
反而是有些人口才伶俐，能言善道，不需要准备，随时都可以把身体讲得生动有趣而得到人的称赞，是不是？
And there are some people, they just have natural talent. They can just, without preparation, they can preach the Bible very interesting and then all people like them.
那你认为主耶稣会喜欢喜悦哪一种人的服事呢？
But whose service do you think Jesus, whose service pleased Jesus more?
啊，有些人被安排司琴啊，或者是领唱，哇，他在上场之前日夜苦练啊，但是最后还是因为太紧张啊，弹错几个音而自责。
And then there's just imagine there's someone who's planned to play piano on Sunday service or sing on the stage, and they prepare all night long and still make some mistakes.
但是有些人呢，却不需要练习，随时上台，都能够演奏。哎，可惜呢，态度这个骄傲，经常迟到，借着迟到来显示他的重要。请问神会喜悦哪一种的服事呢？
And then someone who can just sing and play perfectly without doing any effort, but you know, which service do you think God enjoys more?
这神在乎的是什么？他不是在乎你有多少能力才干。而是你有没有用心摆上，全力以赴来完成神对你生命的期待。
So God doesn't care about your talent, but your willingness to serve.
正因为这不容易做到，所以我们才要来操练，实际操练破碎玉瓶的这样的机会。
Since it's not easy to do, that's why we need to practice.
最后呢，等我破碎玉瓶，对我们会造成什么样的影响结果呢？
So what's going to happen if we break ourselves, break the jar?
好，让我们来读最后一节，第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
这是歌，一天之下。好，三方面理想，第一，可以得到主的称许。
So there are three results.
好，第二，他说，我实在告诉你们，这个实在在原文是阿们的意思啊。
So Jesus said, truly I tell you, it's in the original text, it's the word amen.
什么是 amen?
What is amen?
我又问一个小朋友，有一次问什么是 amen? 他说 amen 就是开动，因为吃饭嘛，吃饭祷告完之后 amen 他就可以吃了。
So I used to ask a kid, what do you think amen means? And he said, amen means go eat. After we say amen, we all go eat.
Amen 是诚心所愿的意思。
That amen means...
也是一种诚挚的愿望，一种宣告。
Amen is kind of a agree and a proclamation.
当主吩咐我们到普天下传福音，到述说这女人所做的，以作为纪念，他其实对这个女人的表扬而已呢。
So let's see, Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached all throughout the world, what she has done will be told.
简直是一种极高荣誉的那种称许。
So this is the great honor.
你想有一天我们如果在要面对主的审判。我们所为主所做的一切，你所牺牲、所奉献的一切， 最后，哎，主不称许我们，甚至不认我们。你想那时候有多惨
？Just imagine one day when we stand before God, what we have done received no praise, or sometimes even God say, "Go away from me."
哇，你为主做很多事情啊，你到处去传道啊，你还为人家赶鬼啊，行异能啊，哇，这些事情你做那么多，哎，最后主我都不认识你。
So just think, you know, you teach. The gospel, and then you perform miracles, but to end up the Lord say to you, away from me.
能够做这样的人，这些事的人，那当然是应该是神一定很喜悦啊，才对啊。但事实上不是哦。
But think about all these people can do all these wonderful things, should please the Lord, but on the contrary, it doesn't.
马太福音七章二十一到二十三节怎么说呢
？So Matthew 7, let's see.
有我们眼睛好的人，我们可以来读，好不好
？Let's read together. We can see.
来
，No one who says to me, Lord, and Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
啊，为什么这些可以奉主的名传道，可以赶鬼，然后还行异能，应该是教会里面最热心侍奉的人，为什么他们所做的一切都不被主所称许呢
？So why are those people who prophesy in Jesus' name and then drive out demons and perform miracles and did not receive the recognition from Jesus?
我们如果能够做到其中的一点点，我们就觉得了不起了，不是吗
？Even if we can do one of those three things, we would think we're just wonderful, great.
原来他们是没有破碎自己。
Because they did not break themselves.
他们所做的一切都是为了达到他们个人的目的，而不是遵行神的旨意。
What they have done is for their own personal gain. It's not according to the will of God.
因为圣经讲说，这些人没有遵行神的旨意。
Because they say they do not know God.
他们不是真正在侍奉神。
They don't. They do not serve God.
耶稣说，他们是在行恶啊。
And then Even Jesus said, "You evil doers."
Oh, 这个很严重的控告。为什么行恶呢？表示他们可能假借侍奉之名来满足他们自私目的之时啊。
So why the evil doer is a very harsh language? Why so? Because they pretend to serve the Lord, but to behind they trying to gain personally.
难怪他们与神果无分。
So no wonder they have no part.In the heavenly kingdom.
盼望我们当中没有这样的人，我们只要得主的称许。
And then hopefully we're not such persons, and we want to receive the praise from God.
能够带来环境的改变。
And second one, we can influence.
约翰福音十二章第三节，我们一起来读好不好
？John 12:3.
请，拿着，你要就拿着。好，玉瓶被打破了之后呢，整个屋子就充满了香气。
So after the jar was broken, the whole room was filled with a fragrance.
因为原本香膏在玉瓶里面，周围一点味道都没有。
So let's imagine when the perfume inside the jar, you cannot smell.
对周围环境一点影响都没有。
And there is no influence whatsoever.
但是这个瓶子把它打破之后呢，哎，气味都跑出来了，不再一样了，
so,
是环境都改变了。
So when the jar was broken, the fragrance come out. Everyone can enjoy.
周围的人都闻到这名贵香膏的香味了。
And everyone in the house can enjoy it.
整个气氛都不一样了。
And the whole environment is changed.
有些人一辈子就闻到这个，他觉得值了。
So there's maybe people like in their whole life that have never smelled such fragrance.
十万块钱买的、啊，哦，就闻了这么一次，他就值了，不是吗？换一句话说，打破玉瓶这个行动，不但是让主得到你献上的香膏而已，同时这个香膏所散发出来的香气也影响了、感染了周、改变了周围的环境，祝福周围所有的人了。
So we can say breaking the jar is not only to present it to Jesus, but also everyone in a household was blessed.
我们华人常说，牺牲小我。完成大我
So we always say lose a little me and in order to gain big.
我们也常所谓有所失必有所得。
So we also say, you want to receive, you must lose.
那我们在稳固以前的破碎，其实也是如此的。
So, before we have a solid foundation, we have to break ourselves. It's the same thing.
我们何等的渺小跟不配。 但是如果放在手主的手中，让神使用，就能够改变周围的环境，使别人也因我们得福。这就是破碎以后带出来的祝福。
So we're small and unworthy, but in the Lord's hands, we can do great things.
圣经也说，一粒麦子若不落在土里死，就不能结出新的籽粒来。
So in Bible said, unless the kernel of the wheat dies, to the ground, it remains only.Seeds, but if it dies, it produces many seeds.
五饼二鱼如果不献出来献给主，成千上万的众人就没有办法吃饱蒙福。
And if the five loaves and two fishes were not presented to Jesus, thousands of people will not be fed in the same way it did.
同样，你如果渴望你生命能够带来祝福，使周遭的环境因为你而有不同的改变，那你就要先舍得打破。
So if you want to bring blessings to others, then you have to have the willingness to break that jar.
从破碎你自己开始。
So break yourself first.
尤其你在改变周围环境困难的环境之前，你先让别人看见你里面的改变，闻到你里面散发出来的基督馨香之气。
So to change others, you must change yourself. Let people see your life changes and smell the fragrance of your action.
我相信你这样的人生将是美好并且充满意义的。
And I believe such a life is meaningful.
最后会存留到永恒的价值。
And the last one is, it has reward that is everlasting.
这个女人所做的这件事不是一个简单不过一个打破玉瓶为主抹膏的这个行动，但是竟然能够带出超越时空永恒的价值。
So because of what the woman did for Jesus.Wherever the gospel is preached, and that she will be, her action will be told.
因为这里提到说，普天之下无论在什么地方，都要述说这位女人所做的，以为纪念。
So we see throughout the world what she did will be preached in memory of her.
这说明这女人所做的是一件多么有意义的一件事情。
So we can see how meaningful she has done.
因为可以存留到永久。
Because it's everlasting.
那我们来想看，我们所做的一切事情。都会过去。
So let's think everything we have done will pass.
但是假如有什么东西我们所做的是可以留下来的。
But let's think, is there anything we have done that will last?
如果在永恒当中有意义的、有份的，哎，那将是人世间最有价值的。
And then if it can last forever, then that's the most valuable, most meaningful.
为什么很多人喜欢那些黄金啊、宝石啊、那些那么贵重、那么值钱？
Why people like gold and diamond?
因为它可以保存很久很久。
Because they last for a long time.
但是我告诉你，不管这些金银宝石多么贵重，它在地上这些物质再怎么样的贵重，都不能够存留到永恒。
So I tell you, it doesn't matter how precious those golds and diamonds are, they are not everlasting.
那些都不值得我们去追求。
And it's not worth chasing.
我们人的一生短暂有限。想一想你要做的事有哪些能够存留到永久。
So our life is short, and thinking about what you are doing, what can have eternal impact.
圣经告诉了我们有东西可以，你传的福音所结的果子能够永远长存。
So we can bearing fruit.
如果你服侍主的事迹能够带出超越时空、名垂青史、千古流芳的影响，哎。那真是有伟大的价值啊。
So we can preach the gospel, serving the Lord in a way that influences many. It's most valuable. It can last forever.
我相信我们都乐意服侍主。
So I believe we all love to serve the Lord.
但是你的主是不是能够真的讨主喜悦、改变环境，而且拥有永恒的意义呢？
But what if your action is really can please the Lord, have everlasting impact?
你在问这个之前，其实你要先问一件事情，你要先勇敢的破碎你的玉瓶。
So before we start this, we have to start with our own. You have to bravely break yourself.
你必须要先经历自我破碎的过程。
You have to conquer yourself first.
在新的一年即将来临，
In、
我们也都在努力要得着稳固的根基。
We all want to build our solid foundation.
但是真正得着稳固。你要先破碎你自己。
But in order to have this solid foundation, we have to break ourselves.
而且这个破碎的过程其实就是克服你自己。
And then how to break yourself, how to conquer ourselves.
你要想一想，哪些是你生命中需要破碎的玉瓶呢？
And we have to figure out which part of ourselves needs to be broken.
可能是任何会拦阻你爱神、侍奉神的这些东西。
So anything that hinders you from serving the Lord.
也许是你的汽车、豪宅、钻石、名牌啊等物质的这些追求的这些享乐。
Or maybe it's a big house, maybe your car, diamonds, luxurious possessions.
也许是名声、地位、财富、权力等无止境的欲望。
Or maybe your endless desire for power and fame.
也许是懒惰啊，失信，对生命无所谓的态度。
Or maybe it's just our laziness and losing faith and become sloppy.
或是时间管理、分配、使用的疏忽等等。
Or we don't know how to use our time efficiently.
凡是会影响你全心爱主的因素，都有可能是你的欲品。
So anything that keeps us from loving God, it's your jar.
都需要去破碎它们。
And we need to break it.
但不要以为这太难了啊，这个太达不到的。我相信你觉得可以做到。
Don't think it's too difficult, but have confidence, have faith. You can do
it. 虽然这个过程是痛苦的，但是破碎之后所带出的祝福却是能够影响深远。
However, the cross, the process is painful, but after you have done it, the influence, the impact is everlasting.
但愿在新的一年，让我们一起来立志，我们愿意一起来打破这有形无形的玉瓶，来倒空我们里面的香膏，来感染周围的环境，一起让我们周围因我们而蒙福，你们说好不好？
Let's this new year, let's just break our physical and spiritual jar and pour it all out to serve the Lord and let him change you and you can also have the fragrance of God.
求主改变我们，让我们生命可以散发出基督的馨香之气，一生为主而活，好不好？
So let's Jesus change us to live for him.
一起起立，我们来回应，来唱诗，为主而活。
Let's sing, live for Jesus.